What is the chus it is to be here learning learning together the first shir of Chassidus on the Parsha. This some people were worried, what are we doing? What happened to Thursday Night Live? This is not going to replace Thursday Night Live. Thursday Night is usually every other Thursday night, but we figured we'll try something new. See if it resonates with people, see how it goes. We'll have another shir next week in Mirtz Hashem, and Thursday Night Live will be the week after that. This is going to be a little bit different, or a lot different, than the Thursday Night Live shir. This is not a big source sheet. I'm not pulling from other sources. I just photocopied the Psukim and the piece from the Kedushas Levi, and we'll learn it together. We'll learn it together. If anyone has thoughts, has insights, has anything to add, questions, comments, interesting thoughts, please feel free to share. I'll throw in a couple of tidbits as well. So we learn a piece from the Kedushas Levi. It won't be every time. I'm not proficient in Sifrei Chassidus, though I do like to learn them from time to time and have a small collection in my study. But I reached out to enough friends who learn Sifrei Chassidus and asked what's the go-to piece in the classics on this week's Parsha. And two different people, one of whom is Ashi Bloom, future son-in-law of Brian Allen, and he told me, Kedushas Levi in Kiteitse on Shiluch, I can't, you have to see it, and that's the piece we're going to learn this evening. The Kedushas Levi was born in 1740 and passed away in 1809. When he was around 25 years old, he went to learn by the Magid of Mezrich, who was a Talmud of the Baal Shem Tov. The Baal Shem Tov died in 1760. The Magid of Mezrich took over, and 5 years or so later, the Kedushas Levi traveled there and became a close student of the Magid, together with his good chaver, who was the Baal HaTanya, the first Lubavitcher Rebbe. And their grandchildren ended up marrying each other, so they became connected. He learned there for around 20 years, and at 1785, when he was 45 years old, he moved to Berditchev, where he led the community for 25 years or so until he passed away. The Kedushas Levi was known really as the great defender of the Jewish people. Stories that maybe you hear people do, but it's a little sticky, the Kedushas Levi lived. So one time he was walking on the street and he saw a Yid smoking a cigarette on Shabbos. So he said to Yid, "Oh, you probably don't know that today's Shabbos." So he says, "No, I know today's Shabbos." He goes, "Oh, you probably don't know that smoking is forbidden on Shabbos." He goes, "No, I know that smoking is forbidden on Shabbos." "You probably have so many sorrows, someone forced you, you didn't grow up with a Jewish education." He goes, "No, I did." So the Kedushas Levi turned to Ribbono Shel Olam and said, "Ribbono Shel Olam, your children would rather be sinners than liars." So unbelievable that people will tell the truth. One time he saw a Yid in Talis and Tefillin, who was greasing the wheels of his horse and buggy. And the Kedushas Levi turned to it and he said, "Ribbono Shel Olam, even these people are down and dirty in the ground, they're still wearing talis and tefillin." There's a million stories like this. He was a great defender of the Jewish people. And I think that's why it resonates with a lot of people. There's another story, which is maybe my favorite story. I was thinking about speaking about this before Ne'ilah. So if you're going to be here for Ne'ilah, maybe close your ears now or forget it. But there was a kola guy in Avrich who had a lot of children. His family was growing, and he had no parnasa, so he needed to go work. But he wanted to stay in learning. So he bought a huge vat of fish. And his business was he would sell the fish one by one. It didn't take up a lot of time. He was able to really stay in learning. And that was his he was defined by his learning. He goes to davened every year by the Berditchever, Yamin Noram, and it's Motzei Yom Kippur. And after davening, like is the minhag, everybody went to get a bracha, Motzei Yom Kippur, from the Rebbe. So they got to the Berditchever, and when he got to the tzaddik, he stopped him and he says, "Your tfilos caused a huge storm in Shemayim." He said, "How do you know?" He said, "I'll tell you what you davened for. You said to Ribbono Shel Olam, I don't want to sit and learn. I don't want to be busy with work. Just give me 120 Zehuvim. And if I have 120 Zehuvim, Ribbono Shel Olam, I'll be able to learn and not be worried about my business." That was your tefillah at Amirav of Yom Kippur. And at Shacharis, you said, "Kadosh Baruch Hu, I think that's my Yetzer Hara. If I have the money all at once, I'm going to be complacent and I'm going to be driven to learn less. So maybe give me $60, 60 Zehuvim now, and 60 Zehuvim, 60 coins on Pesach." And that was your tefillah on Shacharis. So the guy's like, "How do you know that?" And then at Musaf, you said, "Hashem, that also, that's That's gonna stoke the Yetzer Hara. So instead of giving me 60 now and 60 later, give me 10 Zehuvim each month. And 10 Zehuvim each month I'll be able to learn. And then at Ni'ilah, he said, not 10 Zehuvim each month, I want a Kodesh Baruch Hu 2.5 Zehuvim each week. And if I have 2.5 Zehuvim each week, I'll be able to support my family. Your tefillah is unbelievable. So the Yid said to the Kedushas Levi, so was my tefillah answered? Was my tefillah answered? Kedushas Levi said, no. Sorry. He said, what? You just told me my tefillah? He said, how do you know Kodesh Baruch Hu wants your learning? Maybe Kodesh Baruch Hu wants you just the way you are. He wants you with the broken heart. He wants you yearning. Maybe the 20 minutes you go to learn at night after a full day's work, maybe that's more chashuv to HaKadosh Baruch Hu because it's coming with ratzon than if you would learn all day. Maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants your tears. Maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu would rather you be a role model in the shuk, in the marketplace for everyone else. Maybe that's more chashuv to the Ribbono Shalom than if you sat in the Beis Medrash all day. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you exactly the way you are, so that's why your tefillos weren't answered. And all these stories point to the same thing. His had an unbridled Avas Yisrael and defended the Jewish people to great lengths. So that's the Kedushas Levi, and that's the piece we're going to learn here. Not on this topic, but that's just to frame a little bit about we could tell stories for hours who the Kedushas Levi is. So let's learn this piece together.
Is there a compendium of these stories somewhere?
I mean, there's a great sefer called Google. It's a no. There are a couple of books on the Kedushas Levi. I believe Feldheim has Sparks of Berditchev, which I think is a compendium of stories and tales. And they actually Feldheim just published 2 volumes of the Kedushas Levi that we're learning in English. Actually, I couldn't get my hands on today. I don't have it. So there are a couple of books with stories from the Kedushas Levi. In Hebrew, you could find them also in Otzar HaChachma. Many stories. So the Torah tells us about the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKein. And we'll read the psukim together. It's just a few psukim. It's in the first page on top. We know that it's a mitzvah which not everyone is zocha to do. It's a beautiful mitzvah with a tremendous reward given to one who fulfills the mitzvah. Ki yikari kan sipur lefanecha bedarach. When a bird's nest happens to be on the road, b'chol eitz, ol haaretz, a tree or on the ground, efrochim or beitzim, those young birds, your eggs, and the mother bird is roosting on the young birds with the eggs. So we know there's a prohibition. Don't take the children. It's a discussion exactly what it means. Send away the mother bird, and then you take the eggs or the young birds. It'll be good for you of Arachta Yamim, and you get Arichas Yamim. That's the Psukim. And there's a big discussion in the Rishonim and Pshat on what really the purpose of this mitzvah. Is it to teach us not to be wicked, not to be cruel, not to be calloused, sensitive even to an animal? That's how the Ramban and the Rambam seem to learn. Rabbeinu Bechaya says that imagine the mother's being sent away. The mother's crying, wants to see her children. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Rachamav al kol ma'asav. We say it in Ashrei. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is compassion and mercy on all of his creations, his creatures. So that Rachmanis that HaKadosh Baruch Hu showers on the bird flows to everyone else. So it's to be Ma'orer the Racham, that should be in Bechaya. The Kedushas Levi, in a classic Hasidic sense, plays with the words and pulls out a very powerful message, and we'll learn it on the bottom. Says the Kedushas Levi, Kvar Noda, it's known, Sheyesh Bez Hisorus. There's 2 types of inspiration. Isarusa Hisorus de la'ila, Hisorus de la tata. This is phraseology found throughout Hasidic literature. It's the concept comes from the Zohar. There's Isarusa de la'ila, which is a divine inspiration. La'el, like la'ela u la'ela in Kaddish, from above. So it's a divine inspiration from above. And Hisorus de la tata, it's from the bottom, from here, man-made. This, I think, is probably most quoted on Hanukkah and Purim by the Bnei Yisachar. The Bnei Yisachar says, I think we've spoken about this here, that he asks, why on Chanukah, the item that we hold, the dreidel we hold from the top, Right? Yes, you can spin it upside down. But you, classically, you hold the dreidel from the top. On Purim, the mitzvah item, the minhag item is the grogger. The grogger you hold from the bottom. So ask the Bnei Zaskar, why is the grogger held from the bottom on Chanukah and on Purim, sorry, the grogger on Purim is held from the bottom and the dreidel on Chanukah is held from the top. So the Bnei Zaskar says, based on this idea, there's a his arusa de la ela and his arusa de la tata. Chanukah, we didn't do anything. We had nothing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu pulled the miracle out of nowhere. It was a divine inspiration, divine salvation. So to memorialize that, to commemorate that, we use the item from the top. It's the Usa Rusa de Leila. But on Purim, it was man-made. Esther risked her life. Mordechai, they took initiative. The salvation came from human initiative. So we hold the, to remind us of the Isa Rusa de la Tata, we hold the Grager from the bottom. That's this concept. Isa Rusa de Leila and Isa Rusa de la Tata. Look what he says. Ein ha'adam rashai lismoch atzmo al his orus de Leila. It's a strong language. A person is not allowed to rely on, to depend on, to wait for this divine inspiration. It happens. We all have that at different points in time. There's times where we're not expecting it, we're not feeling it, and we just get inspired out of nowhere. We read something, you hear something, someone, you're not feeling it. We're not feeling well, we're feeling disconnected. Someone sends you a video, or you hear something on the radio, or something happens in your life that just wakes us up and inspires us. That's Isa Rusa de la Ela. It happens from time to time, but says the Barditzvah, we can't wait for that. Rather, rak lehanos miyagia kapo lehis ore me'atzmo. We have to work to benefit from our own hand, to inspire ourselves. And if we do that, az nachal lav ruach Hashem his orus de leila. If we take that step, if we draw inspiration ourselves, then the inspiration comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I forgot the exact mashal, but you know the mashal that they told the person that if there's a great prize, a great reward, if you get to the 100th floor of this skyscraper. Right? This is a classic mashal. And the first person goes and he walks up the 30th floor and he gives up. He's out of shape. He can't do it. The next person gets a little higher, 35th, 40th. No one can get to the 50th floor. You need to get to the 100th floor to be able to get this tremendous, tremendous reward. Finally, one person pushed and pushed and pushed and he got to the 50th floor and he was ready to give up. He opened the door and there was an elevator going from the 51st floor up to the 100th floor to get that prize. We have to do the Isa Rusa de la Tata. We have to inspire ourselves. And if we do that, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give us that inspiration. Ki HaKadosh Baruch Hu yahib chachma lachachimin. It's a pasuk in Daniel. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives chachma to the one who has chachma. Does it make sense? If you have chachma, then you don't need chachma. So why does it mean HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives chachma to the chacham? What it means, if a person works to become a chacham, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu showers that individual with more chachma. Because if you take that step, HaKadosh Baruch Hu reciprocates in kind. Kasher mizorer atzmo, turning the page, v'hu bebechinas chacham kvar, when a person inspires themselves and they're a chacham, az Hashem yizbarach yoav chachma, v'shaleach lo his orus ha'elyon. So point one, says the Kedushas Levi, is we need to work on inspiring ourselves. We can't wait. It's going to happen. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will inspire us, but we can't wait for that. We need to work on taking that step, on having an Isa Rusa de la Tata, which will trigger an Isa Rusa de la Ela. He says, Amnam kishatino katan, when a child is young, a baby, ha'em tricha lahatos atzma latinok sheyinok, the mother needs to do something to allow the baby to nurse. The baby doesn't crawl yet. The baby doesn't move. The mother has to position herself, position the baby, mate, move, lean herself towards the baby for the baby to nurse. Kein Hashem yisparach. Hashem does the same thing. We're the baby. K'she'ein la'adam seichel klal, she'yuchel ozor me'atzmo. When a person doesn't have the seichel, the capability, maybe he didn't grow up with it, he doesn't have the education, he's not feeling it. So just like a baby can't move, the person without seichel can't get inspired. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Sholchim lo his orus de leila. HaKadosh Baruch Hu still will inspire us. It's going to happen. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends his messages all the time, but it's not the goal. The goal is a chacham gets more chachma. This is all introduction to Shiluach HaKin. Then he has a beautiful vort, which I had never seen. Vida, shekasav ataz b'shulchan aruch, simon aleph. It's a beauty. He's a rabbi. He's quoting halacha. He's quoting a taz. Shiehu me'orer hashachar, v'lo hashachar me'orer oso. That's a line of the taz. And what that means, literally it means, you should wake up the morning and don't let the morning wake you up. Own it. Yiskaber ka'ari. You own the morning. You wake up the morning. What does that mean? What? Davar Melech, that's the pasuk he's quoting. He says, "Ratzalomar," meaning to say, "Shiyehehu meorer ayude atzmo hashachar." What does that mean? Shachar, hanu his orus elyon velo hashachar meorer oso. Shachar is morning, is light. You meorer the shachar. You awaken the light. Don't let the light awaken you. Don't wait for the divine inspiration. So many people, I find, are waiting. I'm waiting for the message. I'm waiting for the inspiration. I'm waiting for the speaker, the class, the shir, the message from the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's the shachar waking us up. We should be me'orer hashachar. And now, says the Kedushas Levi, this relates to the Parsha. V'zesha kasav ki yikare kan tzipor. That's the first pasuk. Ki yikare kan tzipor. He says, tzipor means bird. But what's the shoresh of the word tzipor? What word do you see in tzipor? Miloshon tzafra. What's tzafra?
Speak.
That's lesaper, it's a samach. In Aramaic, tzafra is mourning. Right? The Gemara says that you can't give a person shalom in the morning, but you could say tzafra demaritav. You could say good morning. So tzipor is from tzafra, mourning. Dehainu behirus, clarity. Rutzler, what does that mean? So this is what the Sifrei Chassidus do, is they take a pasuk that is referring to birds, but they're pulling inspiration and meaning in other broader contexts. He says, Kishi yikari lecha bihirus, v'hisorus elyon yair lecha. When a person finds inspiration, ki yikari kan tzipor, when the tzipor, the tzafra, the behirus, the clarity, the light hits you, baderech, the pasuk says. Ki yikari kan tzipor baderech. When it hits you baderech, what's baderech? Your path. The derech. We're all on a derech. Perush bedarkei Hashem. Behalichos olam haba. When a person's on a path towards growth, towards olam haba, when he hits tzipor, when clarity, when morning, when inspiration hits a person baderech on their path to avodas Hashem, dehainu b'maisim tovim, with good deeds, the left hand come. Oh, be'etz, the pasuk says. What's the eitz? Eitz achayim, very good. Eitz achayim zu haTorah. Eitz achayim hilam achazikim ba. So when a person has tzafra, tzipor, clarity, vision, inspiration, baderech in his actions, he's feeling it. Oh, ba'etz in Torah, the ha'aim rovetzetz al ha'afrochim. The aim. Who's the aim? Kadosh Baruch Hu. Perush machma sh'ata adayin afroach katan. You're just a young bird. We're just young. We're not tzaddikim or gedolim. Machma sh'ata adayin afroach katan b'das l'zor ha'atzmucha. We're very young. We're not yet adept to inspiring ourselves. What? Yeah, lachem tzarech ha'aim, ima ilah, our mother in Shemayim, lirvot alech b'tchila, needs to hover over us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs to inspire us. Hagam, shehamida, liyayv chachma lechachimin, you're right. Really, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives chachma to the chacham, on them, ein atal chasechel, shteitucha lisor atzucha milasata. We don't have the seichel. We don't have the drive, the knowledge. And he's speaking to the common folk. We don't necessarily have it. We're not adequately inspired. We don't know how to drive ourselves. So we're the efroach. We're just a young bird. We're the young bird in the egg. And the aim is rovetzetz. The mother is hovering to give us inspiration. That's what happens to most of us. But he says, if you continue in the pasuk, v'af al pike, nevertheless, lo sikach ha'im al habanim, which means what? Lo tismach al his orus dil'ela, Mashima ila rovitz. Dehainu alacha. Don't rely on that. Says the Kedushas Levi, we it's going to happen because HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes care of us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will do everything he can. Sometimes we don't sense it, but he's sending us messages. He's doing everything, just what we need to get inspired. But don't rely on that. It's going to happen. I aim rovetz al afrochim, but lo sika acheim al habanim. Don't grab that. Don't hold on to that. Don't wait for that to happen. Lo tismoch al hisoros til ela mashima ila rovetz leman yitavloch. What does the Torah tell us? If you do this, it'll be good for you. Perish ayude hisoros shalcha yesh lahabore yoser tainug. What does the Kadosh Baruch Hu prefer? What gives the Kadosh Baruch Hu more nachas? And this is exactly what the Berditcher was telling that avreich, that aspiring kol guy to leave work. No, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants your struggle. He wants your work. The hisoros dilatata. He says, "Kimaymer chachamenu Yisrael mefarnasim laviim shiva shemayim hatainuk shemeviim bebori hu nikar parnasa." That's called parnasa. We give parnasa to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We give nachas to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Nimtza al yedei hisorus shalcha yesh la Hashem yisbarach yoser tainu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets so much more pleasure, even it sounds like, even if it's less, if we're doing it on our own. Ulefi rabos hatainu yirbe haschar shalcha. If you believe that that we can work on it ourselves, even if it's less on paper, but we can work on it ourselves. Don't wait for our Kadosh Baruch Hu to hover over us, but work on it ourselves. So leman yitav lach, Kadosh Baruch Hu gets more tov. And this reminds me of a Gemara in Brachos. The Gemara says a shocking line: Gadol hanene miyagia kapo yoser miyari shemayim. Greater is one who benefits or enjoys the work of his hand than Yir HaShemayim. And the Mefarshim explain what that means, is that the Yir HaShemayim can't sin. A person who worked so hard and is on such a high level, real Yir HaShemayim, that's great, less likely to sin. But Gadol, so much greater is the Hana, is the enjoyment, the fulfillment, if it's yegia kapo, you have to work at it. We all know this. That which we worked hard for in life, in any area, whether it's spirituality, parnasa, relationships, children, that which we worked hardest for is the most fulfilling. Gadol hanenem yegia kapo. This reminds me also of a story where Steinman, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, once said that 50 years, he taught in Yeshiva Ketana, I think Panovich Litzirim. He taught Yeshiva Ketana. He said for 50 years he noticed that when you had a family, the younger child who was weakest or had the weakest ability always turned out much stronger and better in learning and Avodas Hashem than his older siblings. He says, why? He says, because the parents daven that much more for that child. It's gadol hanene miyagia kapo yoser miyara shemayim. The children who give us the hardest time, we often have the greatest nachas. The things, the mitzvos that we struggle with and we actually do it, it's that builds us and inspires us so much more than the things that come easy to us. And that's what he's saying. Lo sikach eim al abanam. Don't just wait for the aim, the ima, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to come to us. Work on yourselves. Leman yitav lach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets nachas ruach, and we enjoy it. V'zehu, the last paragraph, v'harachta yamim. Literally it means you'll have a long life. You got a richas yamim. He says, perish, o tova yagilacha, ayudei shetis orer atzmacha, b'ma'alas ha-kedusha mitzad ma'asecha tovim. There's another aspect that you'll gain from if you work on it yourselves. Why? What is that? Aziyah makom l'hisoris al-elyon liyo zman rav etzlacha. That inspiration will last a lot longer if you work on it yourself. Masha'enkin, kishaba hisoris elyon mikodem, sha'ata b'choser kol. When the inspiration comes from above, when you don't have anything, ein makom l'hisoris lishros bo zman rav. Where does it, what does it latch onto? How many people do we know who got so inspired by an inspiring speaker or by an inspiring davening, and the next day, it's gone? I mean, think back to yeshiva. I don't know if this happens in seminary also, but in yeshiva, the guys who were crying the most at Ne'ilah and had the best Yom Kippur already the next night were in Tel Aviv. That's just the way it happened. When there's a momentary inspiration, there's an inspiration from above, you're feeling it out of nowhere, it doesn't last. But when you work hard at something, even if it's on paper less inspirational, the inspiration lasts. Zehu v'harachta yamim. This is a beautiful vort. V'harachta yamim literally means your days will be lengthened. Yamim is miloshon habihirus. Days are light. The clarity. Yamim. Harachta. What does that mean? It'll lengthen. It'll last. It'll spill over into the rest of our life. Tehainu habihirus shenasam l'cha mila'ela. That inspiration from above. Tigrom shetarich oso she'etzlecha zman rav. That inspiration will be with you for a long time. Shaleach to shalach es ha'im. Send out the aim. Perish shaleachs. Spread it out. Milashon hafshata. To spread it. Lifshot. To pull. To draw. To spread out. The hainu lahafshid ozcha migashmius kishata rotsa aim hus oris elyon. L'man yemunach manoach lakaf ragla amalishos. If we could build and drive and work at that inspiration down here, so then that inspiration mila ela, which will come, has a place to latch onto and to rest. That's a beautiful, it's really a beautiful idea, and I think it's very apropos for Rosh Hashanah, because I think a lot of people we're waiting for the shofar. The shofar is going to inspire us. Sorry, Shmei Tshuva is going to inspire us. Maybe the rabbi's drasha, hopefully, is going to inspire. Ne'ilah, I'm waiting for Hashem Elokim, Hashem Elokim, Hashem Elokim, and that's what's going to inspire. And it might last just a short period of time. It's an Isarusa de Le'ilah, doesn't last very long. But if we could work on the Isarusa de Latata, that inspiration here, Gadol Hanenem Yegia Kapo, then not only will the Borei Olam HaKadosh Baruch Hu have more tainug, more pleasure, more nachas ruach from that, we too will feel so good. We'll feel so good about that. We'll feel fulfilled. We'll feel inspired. And then all the other inspiration can latch onto that and last for a long time. So we should be zocha. We should be zocha in certainly the next 2.5 weeks before Rosh Hashanah to work on the Isarusa de la Tata. Yav Chachma l'chachimin. And if we could do that, we'll be blessed with the Arichas Yamim, not just, as the Kedushas Levi says, the behirus, the clarity to be marich, to lengthen, but to have a real arichas yamin from HaKadosh Baruch Hu as well. Thank you. We have people who do not daven? I daven actually. But okay. I don't know if we have 10 here. Marv's upstairs in 5 minutes. If we...